Insane.
Hello, and welcome to the proper podcast from The Devil in Detail. I'm Rob Paxton, and I'm here talking all things Sulphur and Devils were victorious away at St Helens, their first victory away at St Helens for 44 years. On Friday, they won 20 points to 24. We spoke to Brad Singleton and Chris Atkin after the game, and this is what they had to say.
I'm delighted to say Brad Singleton joins me. A real, real tough test set for you tonight. You've come away with it. First win here in 44 years. It must mean a lot to the players tonight. You can see that.
Yeah, I think we've took each game as it comes. And I think our side's really positive in it, and it's very it's full of belief. So we came in here to win. And I know that's I've been at many clubs and we've turned up here and we've come to win and it didn't happen. But look, this is a great bunch of great bunch of players. Look, we believe in each other.
You can see that determination. I saw you return a kick. I think it was from a penalty. I've not seen a forward run that hard for donkey's years. You come running, piling in there, and I think that's what the supporters want. They want that commitment and that desire, and I think you bring that to the team, Brad. I thought it was an amazing performance. And you know, how far can this team go? Is it just one game at a time? It's got to be, hasn't it? It's got to be one game as it comes.
Yeah, look, I think the coaches and staff are well grounded. I think we're all well grounded. You've got a lot of experience in this side. You, if you break it down in the 1-17, there's a lot of experience that have been there and done it. You know what I mean? It's epitomises with the likes of Mark Snead and Callum Watkins. They've been there and done it. You know what I mean? So we're never going to get ahead of ourselves, and we're just going to take it game by game. Look, we'll just turn our focus now on Wigan. I'm not up for looking at the table and not planning ahead. So it's just a case of, look, we've got Wigan this next week, and then we've got a Challenge Cup. So look, we're pretty grounded in that sense.
How are you feeling yourself? You missed a bit of that second half, didn't you? And have you got a bit of a bang there on your leg?
Yeah, so it was from that dropout carry. So I ran in and I've got two knees basically. Came in the collision. We're going to get a scan Monday. Touch wood, it's all right. But if it's not, there's a lot of belief in these boys.
I'll let you get off and get on that bus, mate. Well done today, and rest up this weekend, mate. Take care, Brad. Thanks, mate. I'm delighted to say Chris Atkin joins me. What a win today. You've been on the end of some tough performances here at St Helens in the past. To come here and get a result, you know, with that kind of performance, that grit and determination, you would be super proud.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. Well, obviously, first of all, I think it's first win at Saints in
1980.
Yeah, so, you know, amazing to kind of get that. It was obviously a special night for the fans, and as a player, obviously, special to be a part of it. We know we didn't necessarily play our best, but I think it shows the character and the resilience in the team that, you know, we were able to grind it out against, you know, a good Saints side that have been, you know, one of the best sides in the competition, obviously, over the last 4 or 5 years. They've, you know, won it all. So especially, you know, to come to their place and get a win is very special, man.
What were you thinking when you went over for your try? Because it looked like there was nothing on there. You seemed to beat three men, and was it just determination, get over that line?
Obviously nothing really on, testing back up the middle, obviously the gap opened up. I think sometimes the half and there's nothing on, I know Rose and I can maybe say, you know, still don't give up on the play, don't give up and play every play as it is, and obviously it opened up. So special to get that try, get the first one of the season, so, and obviously contribute to the win was really happy.
Did Cade Cuss fail his head assessment because he didn't come back on, did he?
I'm not too sure whether it was failed or he didn't risk it or what kind of worked on. I just got the message that he wasn't going to be coming back.
Did
on.
Did Paul Rowley want you to play in that role though that Cuss was in? Or?
I think obviously that was the obviously straight swap to start with, and then they assessed it probably at half time and were happy to carry on as it was, and obviously that's up to them. I just kind of get on with what I get told to do.
I can hear the music man in the background. I think that's Chris and anyone his way
out.
Part of history though, coming here and winning, you know, the first time in 44 years, and you won three games out of four. So what a start to the season. People are saying we're going to finish near the bottom. You must be super proud with your efforts and really confident going forward. Now Wigan, don't get any easier. You've got Wigan next Thursday.
Yeah, obviously we spoke about, you know, St Helens being one of the best teams, and we're going to arguably the best team, you know, in the world after beating Penrith a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, it doesn't get any easier, but those are the challenges and those are the games that we want to be involved in as a squad, that, you know, we try not to worry too much about what people say on the outside. It's about the group from within, and hopefully we go and review, build again for next week and take next week's game as it comes.
You need a few days off first, mate. Enjoy your pizza. Thanks very much for speaking to us tonight. Take care, Chris.
Cheers,
all the best, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you, buddy.
So that was Brad Singleton and Chris Atkin celebrating the victory against St Helens. We also spoke to head coach Paul Rowley.
Coach's Corner.
Right, I'm delighted to say Paul Rowley joins me. It's been a long time since Salford won here. A lot of people have said that this week, but the performance out there tonight, you earned it and you deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we'll walk out tall. We never feel like we've nicked it or got away with it. The lads bent the back and worked hard and got what they deserved. And I'm very, very pleased and very proud of all the staff and all the players today to come to such a big club, great club and successful club. Got to earn everything when you come to here, and it's a physical battle. And we'll be bruised and sore from this one, make no mistake about it. But we've got a committed group. We've got a committed group of staff, players and fans, and when we're all aligned and working hard and fans are singing hard, then we enjoy what we do, don't we? And like I said before, we're not doing backflips at the end, because we're not shocked that we're a decent team. We have a lot of belief in our group. So yeah, today was a reward for them.
I don't think you can buy that spirit though, can you, Paul? That's instilled in your hard work and your belief. At 20 points to 6 down, you had to show a lot of composure there to win that game. And you, the back end of the game, you played it without a lot of big men. I don't think Brad Singleton was on. No. You had Shorex there, who worked overtime.
Yeah, we only used 4 subs. So, and you know, 2 went, couldn't come back on. So Cade Cust obviously got injured, couldn't come back on. He had a failed head test. Mm. And Singo couldn't come back on. You know, Jack Ormerod did 40 minutes in the first 40, the full half. He's not done that before, so there's a lot of good things out there. And we've got a lot of senior players, so to speak, to say it politely. And, you know, with that comes composure and experience and understanding how to get a feel for the game. And, you know, we felt that the game was... I think Super League's been a little bit stop-started, you know, it's not been overly fast. You know, we were able to manage it ourselves, so we didn't feel the need to use too many subs there, and the boys on the field had a good feel for it and were doing a great job. But you know, people like Mark Snead has so much composure. He is the Iceman, isn't he? And then we've got a fair bit of strike on edges that came good in the end. We spoke about it being, we'll get them, or we'll have to take them to the 80 to get them, and we're prepared to do that. And you know, but talking about it and doing it is two entirely different things. So we've got to just put that credit down to the boys and the personnel that we've got.
Just talk about Mark Snead. Is he like having a coach on the pitch? Because like last week, he controls, he runs the game at his speed, doesn't he? His goal kicking as well, it's invaluable.
Yeah, I mean, he starts his kicking like that. That's just where he's at the minute, but that's fantastic. So and he just looks like the game's getting easier for him as he gets older. So you know, what he loses in speed of leg, he gets in speed of mind, doesn't he? And you see that so often, don't you, in sport in general. So yeah, he's great. And I think probably something that goes amiss is how durable he is and how much of a good pro he is. He's an elite athlete. Snead, he doesn't miss sessions no matter what it is, and he'll wrestle, and he's good at wrestle. You know, it's not just, he just doesn't go out there and just polish his boots and kick goals. This is a lad who does everything. He's a good pro, and that's why he is where he is now.
Talking of good pros, you lost Cade Cust, obviously. You bring Chris Atkin on. How reliable is that man for your squad? He can play anywhere. He does the business. He scored a good try.
Well, I thought I'd lost another player to an head injury, and I was going to put him at loose forward at a stint there as well, because he's not done that for a few weeks. So that would have brought Ethan on and Ryan to pivot. But we got through it. So, yeah, he's been great. And again, I can't speak highly enough of Chris. Is to have people as versatile as that, but not just versatile coming on like that's their primary position, the way he goes about his business. So I think what we've seen from our team this year is there's never really been one massively standout performance. If you got to pick a man of the match or anything, it's a tough decision every week, and that's a good sign that we're playing as a team, aren't we?
You certainly are. That spirit, I don't think you can buy. I can tell in your eyes tonight, you're absolutely bursting with pride. And you can't buy what you've got here at Salford, can you? You're proving people wrong week in, week out.
Yeah. We just... And that's not our objective. We're not bothered about what anybody else thinks. You know, we just do like to do things our own way, at our own pace, when we want, where we want, and we want to be different. We're not afraid to be different. We play different, and it's just us. Yeah, we're unashamedly us,
I think Brad Singleton said it before to me, though. He said there's a lot of experience in that side as well. There's a lot of players who know where they've been in big games, been in big finals. So you've got that as a sort of tool in your armoury, haven't you?
Yeah, we're old. That's what you're saying.
Well, no,
you're right.
You've got players like Sneedy who's playing the best rugby league of his career, or some of the best.
They've got some medals in that team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've been in big games, and they've got a lot of games under their belt. So, you know, keeping them fit and keeping them on the field, there's some good rugby players that. And I mean rugby players, not blokes who've just been 6'2" and 17 stone, who they've just put a rugby ball in their hand because they're big. These are rugby players, like proper rugby players, who like I said before, read a game. They can judge the tone of a game and what's needed and when to cheat, when not to cheat. All the things that we grew up when we used to play rugby on the street. And I always refer to, what sort of rugby player do you like? One that can play rugby on the street. That's what I like. Yeah. Players who can play on the street. Yeah. That's it. You know.
It doesn't get any easier. You got the World Champions next Thursday, but we're not going to talk about that. I think you'll enjoy this weekend and enjoy tonight, mate. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
It's been a pleasure. Cheers.
Thanks a lot, pal. Take care, mate.
Thank you.
So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Devils chat on Your Devil in the Detail.
Devil in the detail.